Worked all week, cleaned up, clean cut, and clean shaved. I got the cover off the 68. I fired it up and let them horses sing. A little pretty thing, a little tan leg towards a dream. But she's rocking them holy jeans. Baby, what you got going on Saturday? You know, word's got it, it's gonna be a party. Out of town about half a mile. Four-wheel drives and big mud tires. Muscadine wine, oh baby, you can find me in the back of a jacked-up tailgate. Sitting there watching all these pretty things. Get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started, it's my kind of party. Baby, just do your thing. Give up your keys. Hell, why drive when you can stay with me? And then after a while, we sneak away from the bonfire. Walk by the moonlight and down to the riverside. Got you sipping on some moonshine. Baby, if you're in the mood and you can settle for one night of rodeo, you could be my tan leg Juliet. I'll be your redneck Romeo. Find me in the back of a jacked up tailgate, sitting around watching all these pretty things. Get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started, it's my kind of party. Watching all these pretty things. I get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started, it's my kind of party.
Loveless on 105.5 WIRI. Welcome, everyone, just after 4 o'clock on this Tuesday afternoon. We are minutes away from Assumption High School softball taking on Auburndale at 4:35 is the pregame time for that. Mike Comer with the call, so make sure you stick around. We've got some Lone Star on the way right now. Dylan Marlowe, Boys Back Home.
Yeah, here's to the boys back home, drinking dirt road beers on a Friday night. Yeah, I'm wishing I was with y'all, singing them old songs, truck circled up around a farm fire. Keeping that dirt on their car hard. Yeah, heading down to the bank to cash that work card. To the ones pushing that needle in the red into diesel, they my kind of people underneath them stars down in Georgia. Yeah, I got one for ya. Yeah, here's to the boys back home, drinking dirt old beers on a Friday night. Yeah, I'm wishing I was with y'all, singing
Wisconsin Rapids home for country favorites and classics.
What about now? How about tonight? Baby, for once,
your smart speaker to play WIRI.
I'm jealous of the blue jeans that you're wearing, and the way they're holding you so tight. I'm jealous of the moon that keeps on staring, so lock the door and turn out the night. I want you all to myself. We don't need anyone else. Let our bodies do the talking. Let our shadows paint the wall. I want you here in my arms. We'll hide away in the dark. Slip your hand in my back pocket. Go and let your long hair fall. I want you all to myself, to myself. I'm jealous of the song that you've been singing, rolling off your lips. It might be selfish, but I'm thinking I don't need nothing between you. Leaning for another kiss.
Che on 105.5 WIRI. Coming up on Saturday, everyone, we've got a community clothing bank happening. It's going from 2 to 5 p.m. at McMillan Library in Wisconsin Rapids. Clothing, shoes, etc. of all kinds for anyone in need of it. All items were donated by caring members of your community. That's happening at the McMillan Library this coming Saturday the 19th from 2 to 5 p.m. Community Clothing Bank. If for anyone who needs maybe a fresh, a little refresh your wardrobe a little bit, you can do that on Saturday at the library. On the way, we've got some Randy Houser and George Strait on 105.5.
This is 105.5 WIRI.
In your darkest hour,
lies, 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 look into my eyes, eyes, eyes.
WIRI on your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
What's going on?
The weather alert's going off because of all the snow. Time to get up.
All right, team, it's going to be an icy morning. Make sure you check your buses before you leave.
Thank goodness for Dave. If it wasn't for him and the city clearing these roads, no one would get anywhere safely.
Thank you to the extraordinary individuals who keep this community safe, strong, and thriving. Hotel Mead Resorts and Convention Center wants to shine a well-deserved spotlight on these hidden heroes. Will you join them in honoring these heroes on April 19th? Hotel Mead, 105.5 FM WIRI in Sand Slicer, invites you to join them for this great event April 19th from 4 until 9 p.m. For more information, visit Hotel Mead Resorts and Convention Center's Facebook page.
Consider the folks at Family Natural Foods for everything you need for planting season. Their knowledgeable team has been helping people select just the right seeds since 1946. Choose from an extensive variety of healthy-for-you heirloom seeds, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Growing your own food is one of the best steps you can take to empower your health and save some money. Family Natural Foods offers seeds starting at 99 cents a pack. Family Natural Foods, Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, putting the farm back into pharmacy.
Country favorites and classics for all of Central Wisconsin. You've got them right here on 105.5 WIRI.
I don't take my whiskey to extremes. Don't believe in chasing crazy dreams. My feet are planted firmly on the ground. But darling, when you come around, I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes. Before I even realize the ride I'm on, and baby, I'm long gone. I get carried away, nothing matters but being with you. Like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day, I get carried away. Might seem like an ordinary night. Same old stars, the same old moon up high. But when I see you standing at your door, nothing's ordinary anymore. I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes. Like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day, I get carried away. I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes. Before I even realize the ride, baby, I'm long gone. I get carried away, nothing matters but being with you. Like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day, I get carried away.
Truck. never been so into somebody. You're still lying there when it comes back up. Girl, what do you say? We cut a path through that cornfield, parked down by the water. Let me show you how country feels. Let your hair down, hair down. Get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off, kick them off. Get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up and down these hollers and heels. Let me show you how country feels. Let your hair down. Get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off. Put your hair down, hair down. Get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off, kick them off. Get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up and down these hollers and heels. Let me show you.
Strange to hear your voice. I did not expect for you to call. You wonder how I'm doing, how I'm holding up since you did me wrong. You did what you done to me. I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you just done to me. Well now, wait 1 minute, I failed to mention those tears I cry are tears of joy. Because it was no fun there under your thumb. And now that we're done, I'm getting right every night with every single, every loving girl inside. So how am I doing since you did what you done to me? I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. How I'm doing since you did what you done to me. All right. And I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. Well, I don't know what you were thinking, running round on me. Now you say you're sorry. Well, honey, I agree. So how are you doing since you did what you done to me? Girl, don't lie, you know you cried.
what it used to be. Yeah, tell me, does the thought of losing my true love make it hard to sleep? Baby, how are you doing since you did what you did you done to me? Yeah, how are you doing now that you know how I'm doing since you did what you did you done to me?
Dierks Bentley on 105.5 WIRI. Ladies and gentlemen, we are moments away from softball action coming your way. We've got Assumption High School taking on Auburndale. A Mike Comer on the call. And please stick around and enjoy all the action coming your way, ladies and gentlemen, on your home for high school sports in central Wisconsin. Brooks and Dunn on the way right now. Jameson Rogers on 105.5.
Clock it out, about to kick off the weekend. There's a stretch of black top, I ain't never seen a cop, so I'm pushing it a little past 10. Pulled a little money from the bank, put it in a tank, shined up the windshield glass. Don't know where the night might lead, ain't nowhere to be, but I gotta get there fast. There's a cold beer calling my name, feel a good time coming, got a new song humming and the sunset's doing this thing. Feeling lucky as a seven, yeah, sometimes heaven is a pocket full of payday green. And my baby putting sugar on me, yeah, it's sure been a pretty damn good day. And there's a cold beer calling my name.
There's a hillbilly rock show, I'll be in the front row holding up a red big flame. Or wrap around porch with a citronella torch, yeah, you know I'm down either way. There's a chance that tonight might be the night that way. I ain't ever gonna forget, yeah, everybody's turning it up. I got a little buzz and I ain't even had one yet. There's a cold beer calling my name. Feel a good time coming, got a new song humming, and the sunset's doing its thing. Feeling lucky as a seven, yeah, sometimes heaven is a pocket full of payday green. And my baby putting sugar on me, yeah, it's sure been a pretty damn good day. And there's a cold beer calling my name, it's calling my name.
Home for country favorites and classics.
Howdy, y'all. This is Dwight Yoakam.
Hi, Shania Twain here.
105.5 WIRI.
My Maria, don't you know I've come a long, long way? I've been longing to see her. She's around, she takes my blues away. Sweet Maria, the sunlight surely hurts my eyes. I'm a lonely dreamer on a highway in the sky. Believe me, you bring back my peace of mind. Gypsy lady, you're a miracle work for me. You set my soul free like a ship sailing on the sea. She is the sunlight when the skies are gray.
Interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you the following sports presentation.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Home Furniture, Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, 8th Street Auto, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to High School Sports Action here on 105.5 FM WIRI, where we have Merriwick Conference South Division softball coming your way as the Assumption Royals take on the Auburndale Eagles. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Mike Comer. I'll be bringing you the action today. Seth Habiger back at the studio, working the magic as always. And we've got a second meeting in about 24-hour span between the Eagles and the Royals. And last night, if that's any indication of what could go on today, we're in store for quite a dandy, as last night the Assumption Royals came away with a 2-1 victory over the Eagles. And all the runs, man, they came after the fifth inning. All three of them between the two teams, as the Eagles scored a run in the bottom of the fifth, and then the Royals, they got two in the top of the sixth, and they were able to lock it down defensively the rest of the way in order to get the win and start the Merriwick Conference Division schedule off on a high note. The Royals coming into this game riding a 6-2 record. We've got a couple losses in there, one a one-run loss to the Adams Friendship Green Devils and the other one last weekend to arguably number one team in Division Four in the Pacelli Cardinals. That was a little rough one, as that was kind of more of the same, unfortunately, for the Royals. As last time they faced the Cardinals, it was at State, and they were handed a 10-0 loss in five innings. And, well, that's more or less what happened again on Saturday afternoon. But still young, and get that loss out of your system early and learn from it and play better the rest of the season. Who knows what's going to happen once the playoff schedule starts up here. And, well, that's actually not too far away if you think about it, as we are approaching the middle part of May. It is actually about the middle exactly, 15th, tax day, anniversary of the Titanic sinking. So a whole bunch of not good things happened today, I guess you could say, in terms of tax day and the Titanic. But either way, we're going to have a pretty darn good softball game coming our way from beautiful, sun-soaked Robinson Park on the northeast side of Wisconsin Rapids. The flag dead out to left center, and that's been standing on end quite a bit through this pregame time. As anyone hitting that ball that's hit to center, to left center, left field, there's a good chance that it will carry on out of here, so there could be quite a few long outs or long hits. No, either way you want to slice it. So, Seth, what we're going to do is we're going to take about a minute break, and we'll be back here and continue the pregame show here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh.
And we're back here at Robinson Park here in Wisconsin Rapids, where the infield warm-up is continuing for the Auburndale Eagles. We'll take a look at last night's game, exactly how it went down, as I touched on a little bit earlier. Game was scoreless through four innings. Then in the bottom of the fifth, the Eagles got on the board, started things off in the inning with an error by the Royals that allowed Nagel to get on base. Another error allowed her to advance to third. Then a fielder's choice ground out allowed Nagel to score and give the Eagles a 1-0 lead, but that was very short-lived, as in the top of the sixth inning, the Royals started things off with a single by Anna Schooley, then another single by Ari Cavanaugh, then Claire Nelson sacrifice bunt that moved both Schooley and Cavanaugh over into scoring position on third and second. And then play of the game, you could say, as Macy Vollert, she hit a single to center where that gave the game a 1-1 tie. And then followed that up, Elena Howey, as she drove in what turned out to be the game-winning run for the Assumption Royals. On the Auburndale side, Morgan Griesbach, complete game, allowed seven hits, two runs, both of which were earned, nine strikeouts and no walks, as they were only allowed one hit in the game. Their line score turned out to be one run, one hit, no errors. Assumption on the other side of the ledger, really led offensively by Ari Cavanaugh. She was 3-for-3, scored a run, as she had two doubles in the game. As on the winning side of that pitching ledger was Macy Vollert, complete game as well. One hit, one run, that was not earned, as she had 10 strikeouts and no walks. And that line score for the Royals reads as 2 runs, 7 hits, and 5 errors. And that's been kind of a trend for the Royals to this part of the season, as they have struggled fielding the ball cleanly at times, as they have been known to boot the ball around, throw the ball around. And that's, I mean, with a 6-2 record, obviously they're playing away from it, they're negating it, but you got to be careful on some of those games that you are playing against very good quality opponents like they do in the Marrowood, and especially last night and tonight against Auburndale. Auburndale is one of the teams that is looking to factor into the South Division title this year, and we'll see if they can clean up some of those errors and play a little more clean and maybe come away with more than a one-run lead, or victory, I should say. The lineups have not been made available yet to this point, but if I was to guess as how it would go, it would be very similar to last night, as the Royals, they will be led off by Anna Schooley, followed by Ari Cavanaugh, Claire Nelson, Macy Vollert. And there's been some switcheroos in as of late, as Alana Howie, Brianna Howie, are looking to play in the 5 and 6 spot. And we will wait for those remainder of the lineups to be announced. However, as we can say definitively, that top half of the lineup will be Schooley at short, Vollert pitching, Cavanaugh out center, and Nelson for sure playing catcher. And then I would estimate to guess that Brianna Howie will be at second and Elena will be at first. Delaney Hahn will more than likely be playing in the eighth spot, as she is third base. Emerson Bry, she will be playing right in the ninth spot. And there's going to be a player, Lexi Stofflett, will be out in left field. The teams are coming up behind or up to home plate for their lineup exchange and meeting of the bases and the home plate umpires. The captains are on their way. Other games going on tonight. Assumption is playing Auburndale baseball. I believe that's going to be over at Winterfield. And then other games going on. Wisconsin Rapids softball, they are taking on Marshfield right now, and I believe Rapids is up 2-0 over the Tigers. He's got a text message out of that. Then I believe Nakusa is taking on Mauston in softball action. Nakusa made my way down there last night, and heck of a softball game for them, as Jackie Bedell threw a no-hitter to the Athens Blue Jays, another team that the Royals will see a little bit later this season, more than likely, in cross-division play. The Nakusa baseball team, they're heading a little bit west, taking on Black River Falls. They got a nice win over Athens last night, 5-3. Then we got other games going on, as I know Port Edwards is on the road up at Bowler Gresham in the baseball diamond. So there's all kinds of games going on tonight, and as we go and trudge our way along through this game, try to give you as many updates as we can to keep giving you the best high school sports coverage that we can on the airwaves here in central Wisconsin here at 105.5 WIRI. Again, want to thank everybody for being part of our listening group tonight. Absolutely appreciate all of our listeners and, of course, all of our sponsors. Couldn't do it without you guys, as we will be making those announcements a little bit later in the game, as both teams still getting the ground rules behind home plate. Assumption, they're wearing their home white jerseys, tops, bottoms, blue pinstripes, blue socks as well, blue Royals across the front with blue numbers. And then the Eagles of Auburndale, they are wearing their road blues, blue top, blue bottoms, white socks, as a couple white stripes up and down the legs of the pants. So we're getting closer and closer to these introductions here, as the PA announcer will be making the announcements and telling us, hey, let's get ready to play a ball game. Again, want to give a big shout-out to Seth Haviger back at the studio, making this sound good. I hope it does, at least. Haven't got any complaints yet, but if you do, make sure you let us know. We'll do our best to correct them. So, with the wind blowing out to left field, Both teams are awaiting the introductions as Assumption Baseball has gotten underway against the Eagles. Unfortunately for the Royals last night on the baseball diamond, things didn't go quite the way they wanted to. They did take a quick 2-0 lead, but then they were handed a 13-3 setback, as I believe we are not going to be having an anthem. I think they're just going to play on with it being with weather conditions, and I understand that. Normally you do have an anthem, but I think with the way the weather is, they've agreed to forego it or at least do a Pledge of Allegiance at a minimum. But we will be not taking, well, Seth, how about this? Will we take a 30-second break? We'll be back here in a moment here on 105.5 FM, WIRI.
Are you finally ready to buy furniture that will last? Come into Home Furniture and Design and get an additional 10% off the sale price on any Amish furniture today. Start designing your furniture today at Home Furniture and Design, Wisconsin Rapids in Plover.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
A little weapon of choice, and at this game right now, it's going to be a good old BB Corps bat as Assumption Auburndale softball just about to get underway. Leading things off, Maya Krings for the Eagles, followed up by Morgan Griesbach, followed up by Grimm, then Blomberg, as I pull up the roster, make sure I get the pronunciations right. Got to do a little bit of homework doing this. You just can't show up, believe it or not, as after Morgan Griesbach, it'll be Braley Grimm, Blomberg. They'll be after that as there's a high shot out to the fence in left field. First pitch swinging as that was Krings, and it goes to the fence all the way there. Thrown back in, so a leadoff double for Krings gets the Eagles started. First inning, very, very productive swing of that bat. First pitch, one hit as we will be beginning our action here at Robinson Park. After Blomberg, that'd be, there's two Blombergs on the team, Danica Blomberg. Then that's followed up, I believe, looking at the order, Anderson, Taylor Anderson, that is. Then Chesney Nagel's third pitch facing is going to be out of play. Third pitch to Griesbach. Second pitch, excuse me, as she sits with count 1-1. Then Maya Katzenberger followed that up in the eighth spot by Grace Schulte. And then Jalen Scher. That rounds out the batting order as there is a bobble of the ball there by Vollert. And as that will count as a ball in the count. So 2-1 count now to Griesbach. Pitch that's going to be a little high and outside. So 3-1 count. 3-1 count here to Griesbach. Wind kind of comes and goes. The flag is dead now, just laying there, not moving. Very little, if at all. And then a called strike there, low in the zone, 3-2. Count goes full. Nobody out. Runner on second for the Eagles. Griesbach, ready. Payoff pitch coming. And that will be a walk as Griesbach, she works a second batter walk in the inning. So Braley Grimm, she comes up to the plate. She comes up to the plate, nobody down, two on as she bunts, and that'll go right to Vollert. Vollert sacrifice 1-3 on the putout, as that will be advancing both of the runners up a base. So two in scoring position, one down. As catcher Danica Blomberg comes up to the plate. One down, no score, top of the first inning here. Assumption and Auburndale softball. Vollert, she fires in. This pitch is a little bit high. Vollert pitched so well yesterday, they decided, hey, we're going to ride the hot hand here, the hot arm. See if we can keep after the Eagles. And so far, not too bad. One hit, one walk, and then a sacrifice. Second pitch in there, and that is lifted high to left, deep, going over towards the wall, and that's going to be right at the fence. One run is in. Two will be in, as there will be a standing double. As ball comes away off the third baseman's glove. Fielding it is Vollert, and there is a runner on third. So you'll get a two RBI double to Blomberg. And then an E5. Bounce right off of her glove to get to third. So, Auburndale, they strike first tonight. As coming up next, Taylor Anderson. One down in the inning for Anderson. One runner on third. 2-0 score, top of the first for Auburndale. Pitch, that's going to be inside. Gets away from Nelson, but not trying to test the arm there is Blomberg. Oh, we get a 1-0 count. One down, and that's going to bounce in there. So 2-0 count. Because that spiked just a little bit before the plate. So we reload. 2-0 count now to Anderson. Anderson, right-handed bat. She swings. That's a grounder right under the glove of Vollert. And can't be quite picked up cleanly by Owie. And that will be a third run coming in for the Eagles as Anderson reaches base. Maybe you got to call that an RBI single. Sure, I'll await the official scoring decision on that, but that's what I would have to call it as it was because it was a slow roller. Just got under past Vollert. His first pitch in there to Chesney Nagel. That is a bunt, pulls back on it, but still in the zone. 0-1 count, trying to sacrifice and move over Anderson from first base. Oh, Vollert, she fires that, and that hits the bat, and that goes way foul. So, count levels, or excuse me, goes 0-2 in favor of Vollert. Mike Katzenberger will be next, followed by Grace Schulte. One down in the inning, 0-2 count. Rocks and fires is Vollert, and swing and a miss. First strikeout of the contest for Vollert. Two down in the inning. 3-0 lead for Auburndale over Sumption. Early game, though. Can't get too worked up one way or the other over it. Now coming up is Mike Katzenberger. Katzenberger watches one go, and that will be a called strike outside. 0-1 count in favor of Vollert. Katzenberger comes into the game with a .188 average, so maybe not the best numbers she'd like to this point in the season. As Auburndale, they come in 3-3 overall, 0-1 in the conference. One loss coming last night to the Royals. Pitch on the way from Vollert, and that's hit right center, and that's deep. That's going to be going all the way to the wall. Falls right at the wall. Kavanaugh gets there, fires it in to Schooley. Schooley holds everybody up, gets it in the pitcher circle. So that'll be a double for Katzenberger. Drilled out to right center. So two down, two on for Auburndale. Runners on second and third, and that brings up Grace Schulte. Schulte, lefty bat, comes up, first called strike, low outside corner. Can't argue too terribly much with that. Second pitch, 0-1 count, Vollert fires it in there, and that is a called strike outside portion of the plate yet again, so she's looking at stranding two runners if she's able to here, and that should be big with that fast start top of the order that Auburndale was able to get. Vollert fires it in there. It's going to be high. Schulte did not chase on that. Beautiful day at the ballpark, though. If you can stand the wind, come on down. Or keep driving around town, listen here on 105.5 FM. Pitch on the way, and that's fouled way back. So we get to play another pitch. One ball, two strike count, two down, two on. 3-0 lead, Auburndale over the Royals. Vollert throws, and that's fouled. This takes out Coach Schulte. Coach Schulte, longtime baseball coach for the Royals. And left the school, left the district, went up to Auburndale. Nothing wrong with that. Always a great guy, knows the game so well. Always enjoyed Mike when he was here in Rapids. 1-2 count, reload and pitch, and that's a called strike. Low in the zone, but it's still a strike nonetheless. So we have half an inning in the books. Three runs on what I would call one, two, three, four. Four hits, one error, and two left on base. Well, half an inning in the books. Royals coming to bat. We'll be back with that in about 30 seconds or so here on 105.5 FM, WIRI.
Imagine you're driving down the street and bam, you lose a tire in a pothole. Great! Come on, we're all thinking it. Suddenly you start hearing air escape. That tire is shot. Before you lose your patience, call the team at 8th Street Auto. Not only can they get that tire fixed and on the road, but they can also help you with finance options to upgrade. Trade in that low-to-the-ground car for a truck and never get stopped by a pothole again. 8th Street Auto, where every client is treated like family. To get you back on the road, you have stuff to do.
Oh, leadoff positions up here for the Royals. And the bottom of the first inning, the Royals, they got some work to do as they're trailing 3-0. But a lot of game to go as leading things off. Hannah Scully, followed by Ari Cavanaugh, Claire Nelson, Macy Vollert, then the Owie girls back-to-back. And then the designated player tonight, Jess Norton. She's batting the seventh spot, and then Delaney Hahn at eight, and Emerson Bry, she will be ringing up the nine spot. If you're looking for dinner plans tonight, come on over. You got the grill lined up right behind.